Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I'm gonna live till I die. I'm gonna laugh instead of cry. I'm gonna take the town and turn it upside down. I'm gonna live, live, live until I die. They're gonna say, what a guy. I'm gonna play for the sky. Ain't gonna miss a thing. I'm gonna have my fling. I'm gonna live, live, live until I die. The blues I lay low, I'll make them stay low. They'll never trail over my head. I'll be a devil till I'm an angel, but until then, hallelujah, gonna dance, gonna fly. I'll take a chance, riding high. Before my number's up, I'm gonna fill my cup. I'm gonna live, 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 live until I die. Those blues I lay low, I'll make them stay low. They'll never trail over my head. I'll be a devil till I'm an angel, but until then, hallelujah, gonna dance, gonna fly. I'll take a chance, riding high. Before my number's up, I'm gonna fill my cup. I'm gonna live, live, live.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Coronavirus containment has thousands of schools around the country closed or closing next week. Negotiations continue on a coronavirus relief bill in Congress.
A spokesman for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she spoke with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin 8 times Thursday as the two tried to hammer out legislation designed to ease financial hardships from the coronavirus outbreak and provide free testing.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Sophie Trudeau, the wife of Canada's prime minister, has tested positive for COVID-19. More sports and entertainment shut down.
Broadway shutting down all productions as of last night, and they're going to stay shut until April 12th. Also closed indefinitely right now, theme parks, with Disney shutting down Disney World and Disneyland, among others. Multiple states as well, across our country, banning gatherings ranging from 250 to 1,000 people.
Fox's Todd Pyro. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
The weather is the only thing, part of a news broadcast, that is not bad news. Now, we had 85 yesterday. We're going to be looking for a very warm weekend. I think you're going to be liking it a lot, because in March, you can have tornadoes, you can have, snow, you can have freezes, but we're going to have a pretty good weekend. Today, we'll be very warm with a high in the upper 70s to around 80. Yes, there will be some spotty showers around, and yes, you could need the umbrella in a couple of cases, but I think there's a lot of towns that will come up dry. Mid-60s tonight. Actually, we'll probably end up right around 60 in the overnight low temperature. Then this warm weekend with high temperatures in the low to mid-80s. Of course, we'll all be inside. Quarantine. Rain chances under 20% Saturdays, just about almost zero, and then a few scattered showers on Sunday. Monday's high in the mid-70s with scattered showers. Better chance of rain Tuesday, but we're still way up on the temperature. Pollen count is also way up. Medium high to high right on through into the early part of next week. Right now, this morning, partly cloudy skies, 88% relative humidity. It's 64 at 6:04.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Since we're likely to be around the house more often here in the next few weeks, you want to make sure that your plumbing is up to snuff and everything's working good. You don't want to deal with a plumbing problem, especially after buying all that toilet paper. You want to make sure the toilet alternator's working, right? Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to serve you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. And they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. So you can call in the middle of the weekend, on a holiday, or anytime, and they're going to take care of you at Plumbing by Luke Wire. Get the whole house plumbing inspection, and then they're going to be checking all your plumbing inside and out, looking for problems that are lurking that you don't know about, that are about to become big problems. It's great peace of mind, because they'll fix it before it becomes a big problem. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
What a difference a day makes.
I got it. I understand. I understand.
24 little hours.
Right.
So, yeah.
Womp womp.
You know, every time I looked at my Apple Watch yesterday, there was another more shocking bulletin than 5 minutes ago.
You know, I listened to this show yesterday, and, you know, we were trying to decide whether it was an overreaction or like, oh, this is going to gloss over. And
it's not glossing over.
there's no glossing.
It's not glossing over.
Welcome,
it's
Dana.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in, Dana.
I appreciate
Dana
it.
Delk.
It's great to have you here this
it
morning.
It is. And we appreciate you being here with us.
We sprayed down everything.
Yes, everything
which
is.
Which we appreciate.
Yeah. We're all clean here. But so in the span of a day, we now have no March Madness. We have no sports.
No sports. Even the Pro Bowlers Tour.
Yeah.
Normally,
normally. how many spectators are you really expecting at those?
It's not just Major League Baseball. Yeah, it's not just the NBA. It's not just the NHL.
So on two other stations here, I think it's on Bama Country and it's on Gump, we actually run a sports report, and it's from our friends at WAKA.
Right.
And this is the sport. We don't normally run it here, but here's the sports. This is serious. Here's the sports.
From Alabama News Network Sports, I'm Adam Solomon, and unfortunately about the only news from the sports world is that there will more or less be no sports for the time being. Due to the coronavirus threat, March Madness has been canceled. All SEC championships, regular season games, and championships across all sports and leagues have been put on hold for the foreseeable future. The NBA season is suspended. NASCAR will go on without fans. Major League Baseball will push back opening day by at least 2 weeks. The Faulkner basketball team's trip to the NAIA men's tournament will no longer be needed. That has been canceled as well. The SIAC cancels all spring championship events. Multiple NBA players being tested positive really set everything into motion. And that last check, spring football practice starts will be pushed back. It's a fluid situation, as about every hour something is either moved, canceled.
And that's it. There's no sports.
I really thought you were going to just keep playing the music and then just fade it out.
Oh, yeah.
At first
I thought that too. But you know, if you're the sports guy now on a TV station, you're handing back time to the producer.
What's going on in the chess world these days?
Right. Yeah, right. No, that's a gathering. You can't have that. That's one or more. It has to be a one-person sport. I don't know what that is.
But yeah,
I like this logo that they have now.
Solitaire Championships.
You see that logo for the virus with all kinds of pipes and.
That's apparently what it's supposed to look like.
Oh, is
I
that
guess.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, it's big.
I know. It's big. It looks like one of those kids' toys.
It fits
like
on the front. Like you throw it against the wall and it sticks.
Whoa.
And then it walks down the wall.
That's right. Yeah.
That's a friendly way to think of the coronavirus, okay?
Yeah, so it is. They said even the XFL is done.
Okay, honestly, who watched the XFL?
I loved it.
They were done before
I loved
they started.
It. No, I really loved it. They were having a better. So they tried it that one time way back in the early 2000s or whatever, and it failed miserably.
Right.
And then this year was actually much better.
That's what the XFL thinks, too. Like, this was our year, and darn it, Corona.
Donald Trump had owned an XFL team at one time. The first time around.
Yeah, it was actually doing pretty good, and I hate to see that it's gone. The other thing that I really, really hate, and this is something that you just can't get back. The XFL, maybe they can do another season, but the seniors who are in the NCAA.
Right.
They go out without any March Madness. They don't get to do anything. That's it.
And not just you've been working towards this your whole life, and I mean it's a special moment for your family and whatnot. But like career wise, you know, this could have been a huge week for some of them.
How about stuff like you're a kid and your family had booked Disney World. You've been waiting. You've been waiting for 6 months to go to Disney.
Well, you know, and we heard the announcement of Disneyland first.
Disneyland.
And that hit
first.
A little less, right? I mean, like that didn't hit so close to home. Like Disneyland. Like
I'm not going to California.
But,
anyway.
Right.
But no part of me said
Orlando.
They won't close Disney
Too
World.
Too far.
Yep. So Disney World is now closed. The movies have been pushed back. Right. Tons of movies. Fast and Furious sequel, F9, that's been pushed back. Mulan has been pushed back. A Quiet Place Part 2 has been pushed back. They've all been moved. That was on top of the Bond film that got moved as well. The two biggest live and event companies, AEG and Live Nation, have postponed all of their major concerts. The just for listeners who may be listeners as well to some of our other stations,
We were giving away share tickets on Kiss.
That was for Birmingham. That is canceled.
That's gone. Yep.
It is postponed, Jay.
Is it postponed?
Surely they didn't cancel.
Maybe they'll reschedule, but you know.
Unless postponed.
I'll check and see to make sure.
I don't know.
I just like some of these. You just can't cancel. Like you can't cancel share. You don't cancel share.
No, it's canceled.
Really?
Her concert in Birmingham is canceled.
Cher said no, thank you.
Yeah.
So,
Death Cab for Cutie in the what was that? It was Pensacola.
I've been trying to cancel my ticket. I have an airline ticket to the Bahamas on Delta Airlines. Yesterday there was a 6-hour wait and you couldn't get. Anyway, I got up at 1 and said, well, I'm going to get on that waiting list right now.
3-hour wait.
At 3:30. So
there you go.
3:30, they came on the line. And so it's a $913 ticket.
Uh-huh.
I don't get the money back. I get a credit
that
have to be used before next February 21st. So I have to.
I figured you were going to get. We figured you'd get a credit, but you've got to use it within the year.
Yeah. So will fall be a problem with this virus? We don't know.
You have no idea.
A lot of people are banking on it being just like a spring kind of thing, hopefully.
But nobody knows. They haven't done enough testing, or they don't have enough testing done to know if this is something that when the weather comes in and gets warm, will it go away?
Yeah.
Will it go dormant and then come back when the cold weather comes around?
Yeah, will we have it in the
fall?
I don't know.
Now, a little bit of a silver lining. There is vaccine testing going on in China right now, and there is a vaccine in Canada that is undergoing animal testing currently. But these are things that will not reach mass market until about 6 months to a year.
Now, say you want to test. Where would you go today in Montgomery, Alabama, if you wanted a test?
So you have
Atlanta?
I mean, that's pretty much it. You have to meet very strict requirements. There's a lawyer in town, and she was on a cruise, and she came back feeling the symptoms of coronavirus, and they wouldn't test her.
Right.
They won't test her because she hasn't been to an epicenter.
Yeah.
She's only been on a cruise.
The testing hasn't been the best right now. I know I saw a couple of tweets, and I know people may think Twitter, I've already got it. We're good. I know that some people are like, Twitter, whatever. No, it was just somebody reporting that, hey, I just got off a flight from Paris in Kennedy. No, was it Kennedy? Is there
Kennedy Airport? Yeah.
Is there an airport, Kennedy Airport?
That would be the international.
Yeah,
LaGuardia is more like a domestic.
That's what I thought. Yeah, he got off of Paris, JFK.
Yeah.
No test, no screen, no nothing. It was fine. Just walk right on in to do whatever.
Interesting.
The other thing was, I think yesterday, the amount of test kits that were sent out were zero. No test kits sent out yesterday.
Super.
The amount of tests that were done nationwide, 8.
This is frightening.
You know, and I think that we have had a pretty appropriate response, but I think that is one thing that has kind of been lacking. Is
well,
those test
everybody
kits.
Looks at the map and says that, you know, oh, look, we don't have it here. No,
we
it's
don't have
here.
Tests.
It's here.
Yeah, we don't have the tests.
We have it here.
One silver lining is I don't have to buy toilet paper for a very long time now.
I'm getting
Same
a bidet.
Like,
I'm getting a bidet.
Did you see the shelves? People just went crazy. People just heard that toilet paper's in demand.
And I would understand it a little bit more if coronavirus came with, like, a side of diarrhea
But, if you're going to be locked in and quarantined and you can't leave...
I know that's the point.
And a lot of people are buying this up because they're afraid those who are going to get quarantined are going to be buying all of it. So a lot of people who don't actually need it right now are stockpiling it for when they might.
That's what my husband went to Sam's yesterday, and he was like,
"Which is the actual worst?"
He was like, "I thought people were overreacting, but no, there's zero toilet paper. You know, they usually have it to the ceiling."
Oh, and forget about hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Pallets of water gone. Well, we probably need to do some business, huh?
Well, no, we're good. We're good. I've got the. I've Yeah, I knew we were going to be talking a lot about this, so I combined the two breaks here so that we can go. And let's go to the phones and talk to Papa John. Hey, man.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Look, it's commonly known ignorance and uncertainty breed fear.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I guess...
Did you say beer or fear?
Fear.
Okay.
If it bred beer, we'd have a whole bunch of it.
Yeah, that's right.
But the problem right now is just like, yesterday, we found out Mississippi has got a confirmed case. You mentioned something just a minute ago. To me, it's a little bit appalling. It's they will not test somebody unless they've been to an area that's been... confirm that they had cases there.
Right.
Yeah, why not, if somebody comes in with that are symptomatic, please give them a test.
Yeah.
I don't care if they've been to Durango or not. They need to have a test.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a rumor yesterday that we had a case here locally. Of course, it's not confirmed. And the only place we can find out information like that is if it comes through a reliable source, which... That's what you guys are doing. You are, if there's something coming up, you're making a confirmation that it is it's valid, and then transferring the information to us. But that goes back to my initial statement. You remember we've got a great quote from history that says we have nothing to fear but fear itself.
Right.
In this situation, I think what we've got is a lot of people who are having no information.
Mm-hmm.
Overreacting. Right. They've got total uncertainty in their life, and the only thing they know how to do is panic.
Yep.
And I think that's probably the worst thing can happen right now, because all you have then is the one panic breach, another panic breach, another panic, and you've got everybody going totally over the top. And I'm not saying it's not for any reason, but at least what you can do is face it realistically, do the things you know that are going to be essential to you protecting yourself and your family.
Yeah.
But other than that, continue life normally. Now, what really bothers me is, you pointed out some of it. Have we got local sporting events? I'm talking about high school softball. Are those things being canceled too?
I don't know.
I have not heard of local events being canceled. I would imagine they have been. I know that AUM has gone to online classes only for right now, and I think Troy has done the same.
Auburn has too.
Auburn has done the same as well. They've gone to online classes only. So I think a lot of things. In fact, even this, and this came from Jim and Kelly, their son's in the military, and he's doing the whole training. Graduation ceremonies at Parris Island and everything like that.
Right.
Canceled.
I think AUM's thinking about canceling theirs, so I would.
Their graduation ceremony? Yeah, it's very likely they will cancel, postpone, something like that.
And one more step in this is the economic impact from all of these cancellations is going to be horrifying.
Oh, my God. It's a domino effect. Absolutely.
Right. We got so many. When you have so much money that would normally circulate and go back into the economy.
Hotels, restaurants.
Economically help. Exactly.
Everything.
And so, I mean, everybody's got, this is going to be a long-term thing, unless people will come to their senses and say, look, we're not having, 50,000 deaths a month. If we got somebody that's got the sniffles, that's under 30 years old or under 35 years old, give them a test, check them, make sure there's nothing wrong with them other than the common flu or common cold, and then let them go and get back to work. Do what you're supposed to be doing. This whole thing. And I may be the one tomorrow that gets, you know, the coronavirus, although I don't know how it would happen, but if I get it and something happens and I have a bad reaction, so be it. I mean, this is, we need to go back to being people that live lives in a semi-normal basis, at least as much as possible, until you have a real reason to be concerned.
Yeah.
And if we're going, right now the state of Alabama is unscathed, so I don't know why the people in Alabama are not doing what they always should be doing, what they always do. Go fishing.
Okay.
Go to softball games. Do those things that you enjoy doing. And don't worry about it until you have a reason to worry about it.
All right. We got
to
get a break
in,
man.
Yeah, we got to go. But thanks for the call.
Thanks.
So we got to get a break in. It's just be prepared, don't panic. That's what I keep hearing. Be prepared, don't panic. Be prepared, don't panic.
Oh, happy. What's the song?
What, Italy shut down the churches or what was it?
Oh, everything.
Something they hadn't done. They never even did that for the Black Plague.
Right.
But they're doing it now. Yeah. It's shut down to like April 3rd or something.
Well, so. I don't think we're going to see the number of announcements of canceled things today because what's left? So, anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
We'll do that.
Have them on hold, and let's get a break in, and then we'll come back.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still a little bit light this morning. We're seeing a little more traffic on the boulevard around the city, East Boulevard, East-South Boulevard, especially around Vaughn Road and the Troy Highway. I-65 and 85, still moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. But everybody's rolling along at the speed limit. No accidents in to report at this time. Buckle up. Rub your rabbit's foot. It is Friday the 13th. Ooh, and if you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. While there are no confirmed cases of coronavirus in Alabama, state and local officials are preparing their response. Montgomery City and county leaders will brief the public today on community readiness and preparations underway. Several local universities are now switching to online classes to help curb the spread of the virus. Troy University is offering online classes until April 6th. Auburn University and Auburn Montgomery are doing the same until April 10th. And Alabama lawmakers approved additional money for coronavirus testing and response to increase the number of people being screened for the rapidly spreading illness. The Alabama Senate approved a $5 million supplemental appropriation for the Alabama Department of Public Health. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I don't think anybody that listens to this radio station likes paying taxes, and we don't like to pay more than we have to. So when you're shopping for furniture, shop wiser and buy Kaiser. My friend Stella and her team at their location at 4044 Wetumpka Highway, you know, that's just beyond the 10% taxing district of Montgomery. It's 8.25. Whatever you choose, you're going to pay less. And that goes for the inventory in-house. You know, there are 60,000 square feet of choices at Kaiser. And no matter what you're interested in, I suggest you wear comfortable shoes because there is a lot to see. Stella and her team can line up the choices for you in the budget that you're shopping with and have a very focused visit. It's a great experience and one of the best kept secrets in town. We bought a recliner there, and we were amazed at the choices, including entertainment centers that have been revamped for today's larger screens, and so much more. Shop wiser. Buy Kaiser. Pay less and save. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... ...and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need... I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And welcome back to News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, with Jay and Rich and Dana, who is here this morning. And we've also got Master Thespian on the line. I don't know where the Warhawk welcome is, so you'll have to do it yourself.
Okay, you ready? Here we go.
Thank you.
How about that?
What's going on out at AUM?
Well, the decision was made first at the main campus in Auburn, and then the chancellor at AUM decided, yeah, we're going to go ahead and do the same thing. What's happening is that we've got spring break coming up this next week.
That's right. That's right. It's after spring break.
Yeah, but they made that decision when classes come back into session after spring break that we're going to be doing all online classes. They're not closing down the dorms. They are leaving the dorms open because there's some students. We have international students from all over the world.
Right.
We have students from Italy. Mm-hmm. If I were a student from Italy, I wouldn't be going back right now.
Right.
We've got students from China. Yeah. Well, you can go. You just can't come back.
Yeah.
Italy is pretty much postponed all travel indefinitely. I know friends of mine that are on study abroad with Faulkner University, and they're stuck. They can't get back.
How long is this going? How long did they say it was going on till the AUM?
Till April the 10th.
Okay.
Still don't know what's going to happen with graduation.
Yeah.
They haven't made that decision yet, but they're keeping the campus health clinic open. Mm-hmm. They're telling students, if you want to stay here on campus, you can stay here on campus. They are closing down the dining center, but they're providing other options.
Well, we appreciate the update, man.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank
you. First-hand information.
Appreciate it. Take care. Where's that? For the timeline for Friday, March 13th, here's Rich Thomas.
That xylophone guy. You're a little off.
Well, either time change or the virus.
Yeah, it could be. 73rd day of the year, 293 days remain. This is National Canine Veterans Day, and that's because in 1942, the U.S. Army launches the War Dog Program, or the Canine Corps.
Oh.
That's pretty cool. This is Donald Duck Day because...
why?
Well, I'm not sure why it is.
Exactly.
But he's the only entertainer that is not wearing pants. And he's off for a few days, apparently.
Donald Duck's off.
National Open an Umbrella Indoor Day. I don't know why you'd want to do that.
Bad luck.
I think it should be.
I think superstitious, it is bad luck, yeah.
It's World Sleep Day, and I wish I was doing that right now. On this date in 1781, William Herschel discovered Uranus. Seventh planet.
Never not going to be funny.
It was the first discovered by a telescope. He looked at in his telescope, and he saw Uranus.
See? Never not going to be funny.
Jeez.
1852, Uncle Sam first featured as a cartoon character in a magazine. The ad read, "I want you in the Navy, and I want you now." Sounds a little weird. 1961, Temptations auditioned for Motown, but at the time they were known as the Eglins. They soon changed their name.
Vast improvement.
Yeah. 64, Billboard reports the sales of Beatles singles currently account for 60% of the U.S. market. Wow. 1965, Eric Clapton quit the Yardbirds on this date. On this date in 69, the Disney classic The Love Bug was released. And now, our song of the day on Motown's subsidiary label, Tamla. Hey, what's going on here? Hey, pasa? Hey! Protest song written about police brutality, written and produced by the genius Marvin Gaye. 30 years old when he did this. We lost him too young at the age of 44. Here's Marvin on the timeline this morning. What in the world's going on?
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer.
We're getting late, so we might as well move on. But, I cheese these songs way in advance, as you know.
I was going to say, how appropriate.
How appropriate. What's going on?
You picked that, you had picked that last week sometime.
Right, exactly.
Or maybe Saturday, I think.
Yeah, I think you were. Yeah, sure. Oh, this is the date in 71 that Brewer and Chipley entered the charts with One Toke Over the Line, Sweet Jesus, don't you know?
Sadly, I don't even know what y'all are talking about.
Well, you're going to hear it later today, let me tell you.
Yeah, a lot of radio stations didn't play it because it was talking about, toke,
Except for one television show that didn't understand the lyrics.
The Lawrence Welk show didn't know it was about that.
They thought it was a spiritual song.
And that was a show that grandmas and grandpas watched. Speaking to grandmas and grandpas, they know this song. The Four Seasons was number one on the charts in 1976, with December 1963. Oh, what a night.
I have heard that one.
Yeah. On the state in 88, John Holmes, who estimated he had sex with over 10,000 women. He died of AIDS.
No kidding.
Yeah, right. On the state in 92, My Cousin Vinny was released. There you go.
Classic.
2006, Maureen Stapleton dies at the age of 80. Edith Bunker. On the state in 2012, Encyclopedia Britannica, which we had at our house, we had a set of the actual books. They said they will no longer publish the printed versions in its encyclopedia. It happened in 2012.
Wow.
2013, Cardinal Jorge Mario Barangulo is elected the new pope. He took the papal name Pope Francis. Hopefully, he is not shaking hands and kissing babies now.
No, they closed down the Vatican.
Yeah, they did.
But he had a reportedly a cold a few days ago.
I wonder if they would tell you the truth anyways.
I don't know. The Pope? Oh, my God, that'd be big news. 2019, member of the New York Gambino family, Frank Cali, shot outside his home, the first killing of a high-ranking mobster since 1985. Birthdays. Guy from U2, Adam Clayton.
The bass 60. Player, yeah.
Yeah, the bass. William H. Macy, what an interesting actor. He's 70 today. Charo is either 69 or 79, depending on whether you believe her or others. Neil Sedaka is 81. Some of his biggest hits are Breaking Up Is Hard to Do and Laughter in the Rain. We are 4 days away from St. Patrick's Day. Certainly the four-leaf clover has got to bring us some luck on St. Patrick's Day. 6 days till spring, 19 days till April Fool's Day, unless that's called off by the coronavirus. Easter in 28 days, and SEC football, we hope, is 180 days away. That's your timeline.
It's March 13th, the greatest day ever. On the 13th of March, 1781, English astronomer William Herschel discovers Uranus. It took so long to find because Uranus is in a dark spot of the solar system where the sun don't shine. Have a great March 13th, the greatest day ever.
Where the sun don't shine. It's in a dark spot.
Ah, yes. Okay, we're about to hit up the our friends over at Alabama News Rising. And before we do, let's get a look at the weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
On the anniversary yesterday of the great blizzard of 93, we had a high of 85, just to show you how wild things can be in March. 85 yesterday was just shy of the record of 87. Not quite as warm today, upper 70s to around 80, but still very warm. Some spotty showers possible later on. Can't rule out a thunderstorm. Some towns will not get a shower at all. It'll be mild tonight, overnight low 60. Tomorrow, look for another warm day. As a matter of fact, a very warm weekend with highs in the low to mid 80s over the weekend. Rain chances under 20% tomorrow. In fact, close to zero, but not quite. Then a few scattered showers perhaps on Sunday. Monday, scattered showers mid-70s. Better chance of rain Tuesday. The pollen count, medium high to high, right on through the early part of next week. Right now, this morning, we have 64 degrees, 88% relative humidity. The time, 6:37.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk with our friends at Alabama News Rising. And the topic of conversation was...
We're talking about friends, but not just friends. You know, we call all those people friends.
But they're not actually friends.
Some of them you barely know. Maybe you known them, saw them one time. But no, we're talking about best friends. What does it constitute to be a best friend? That's what we're going to talk about.
All right, that's what we're going to talk about. Let's go down to the traffic dungeon real quick, and when we come back, we'll be on TV.
Yeah.
Traffic
so
is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Would you believe we've already got our first accident on this Friday the 13th? Northeastern Boulevard, just before you get to Sunshine Village and Wears Ferry Road. Minor accident right there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Elsewhere, we've got moderate traffic to light traffic around the boulevard. We are seeing an uptick in the number of cars, but I-65 and 85 still moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. We have no accidents there. All in all, we're looking pretty good this morning. Buckle up and be safe out there. Your office location says it all. Synova Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information, 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, waiting to go live to talk about best friends. What constitutes, what makes a best friend? And how many best friends do you have?
Well, yeah.
When you really put it into perspective, it's like, is that really your best friend?
Right. How many best friends can you really have?
Well, if it's the best friend, isn't that restrictive?
Right?
Like, you've got some good friends, and then you got some better friends, and then you got the best friend.
But I like, well, I don't want to blow what we're going to talk about, but I like the fact that people who you are regularly in contact with every day with a text or something, that's probably a pretty good friend.
Yeah.
But we're just waiting for their break to end over there on Alabama Rising on CBS 8 and ABC 32, and we'll be joining them live. It's Jalea, and it's Andrew.
Where his music is that he normally plays.
Oh, yeah, the music, that little...
Just hum it. It's fine. Just hum it.
No, don't do that, Jay.
This is banjo.
Don't do that. What is that, Foggy Mountain Breakdown?
That's Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Yes, it is.
Banjo makes it better.
Yeah. That's right. U2 doesn't have a banjo player, do they?
They don't, but the guitarist probably could learn how to play a banjo. He built a guitar, so I'm pretty sure he doesn't have a problem trying to figure out how to play a banjo.
Rising. We definitely use the word friend a lot more loosely than we used to, but we still take the concept of best friends pretty seriously. Yeah.
A new survey asked people what it takes for someone to be their best friend, and it takes at least 4 years of friendship and having four personal experiences together, just four, like going through something traumatic or taking a road trip together.
I don't know if I agree on the time frame for that, but let's bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Well, good morning, friends. Because you're friends for sure, but
hello, friends.
But not best, because apparently
No, I've never gone on a vacation with you guys. We did establish last hour that Ryan and I text in the middle of the night, but it's about weather stuff. It's weather stuff, weather related stuff.
So, how many best friends?
Our best weather friends.
Me and Jaleel are getting
true.
Jealous.
Right, we're best friends, colleague, weather people.
If you use colleague in the same sentence,
if we hear from Ryan, it's because we're late to work.
Yeah, I don't even know if late, like that's like you missed a week, and I'd like to know if you're still alive. And Ryan is like,
but you know,
hey, what's up?
On Facebook, you know, I just looked on my personal account. There's 760 friends, but they're, you know, some of those people I just met.
Okay, the standards for Facebook friends is really low.
I know. But do you really accept, anybody? Right. You just accept anybody, because I don't accept just anybody.
It's not necessarily accept. I don't limit. In other words, I don't post everything is, anybody can see anything they want on my Facebook page. I don't block anything.
Okay, I got you.
So that whoever adds me.
Random facts that you post.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Whoever adds me.
This is my favorite post.
If I don't add them back, their feelings aren't hurt because I'm not blocking them from seeing anything. They can see everything. They can comment on everything. It's completely open for them. So.
See, I've had Facebook since its inception, this first or second year.
Right?
And I'm a little more judicious in who I accept now. I at least have to know your name.
Right.
I have to recognize
who
your
are
name.
You? Who are you?
It tells you their name when they add you.
Right.
Well, I know, but like.
Yeah, no,
but,
I'm with Dana. I had it like in 2006.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Right.
.edu email.
Because it was for
account.
Colleges.
It was strictly for colleges.
Exactly.
And that was great.
The Facebook.
I think I did have Facebook around the time where you had to be 18, so my birthday might be a little bit off on there.
But, but I like what they say on here about... if you maybe are text somebody you text every day, and then how's your day going? You know, that's probably best friend. Or take a vacation together. You know, that's certainly got to be Well, a best friend, right?
See, but I think a best friend can also be somebody who you don't have to talk to every day. You don't have to, right? But I mean, you know, like you've been friends for so long, and like you've had those life experiences.
The conversation picks right back up, regardless of how long the time.
My best friends,
when you grow up and you maybe don't live in the same place, but the second you're back together, it's just like old times. Nothing ever happened.
Like you play catch up for a second, but then you're still
just back to the old jokes.
My best friend.
A lot of best friends, though.
Oh, yeah, well.
Is that not okay?
No, I don't know. I think you have a best friend, and then I think you have some better friends, and then I think you just have some friends.
Right. But, you know, like.
Okay, so we were talking in the break. Mm-hmm. I have a pyramid of best friends, is what my college roommate used to call it. So there's, like, a point where, like, you've made it. But I would consider the lower levels of the pyramid, I would still consider them my best friends.
Right. Okay, so see, one thing I'm thankful for is that I have three sisters. So when it's time for me to get married, when I, like, people are like, who's your bridesmaids and who's going to be your maid of honor and that kind of thing, I'm like, oh, it's got to be my sister so that no one feels like
this. So are you going to have three maids of honor?
Which sister?
That's exactly it.
Isn't there one that's... Like one that's married and one that's not married.
No, you get a matron.
Not married at the time.
Yeah, you get a matron and a maid,
You're already married, right?
Yeah.
I'll just stand there by myself.
Those are some tough decisions.
You got to make them work for it.
Have like some kind of a bridal Olympics.
Like have like a competition.
And make them...
Who knows you best?
A gauntlet.
Just ask them
what they're getting you as a gift. And,
exactly. And go,
so what are you getting me as a gift?
Yeah, what are you
getting
for the cash bar?
Cash bar.
Cash bar, you're right.
Who's paying for the
open bar?
Open bar, there we go. Yeah. That's who will decide. Yeah.
That would be your mom and dad.
We'll see. They can audition for the spot, too.
Your mom's watching, too, right now.
Our friend just said rap.
There's an order.
You guys have a great weekend.
We'll you too.
Okay. All right, bye, friends.
Let me tell you about my best friend.
Yeah, what was that? What show was that? Facts of Life?
No. What is that?
Can you...
let me tell you about my best friend.
Well, we're going to have to Google.
Now I'm Googling. Because I have to.
I got to find out. Yeah, you're gonna have to play that on YouTube too. Now you've opened up
Starsky and Hutch.
Whole can of
worms. No,
that's what popped up.
No, definitely not Starsky and Hutch.
I have no idea. Okay, let's see. Which TV sitcom had a theme song that other people let me tell you about my best friend, Courtship of Eddie's Father?
Oh,
I've literally never heard of that.
Yeah.
Ever. I mean, I've heard of the song, but the Courtship of Eddie's Father, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Bill Bixby, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know
it
if
it was only because I have the same article that you have on the internet.
And then wasn't Sebastian Cabot in that, too? I don't know. Or do I have it?
He didn't make the blurb, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
Brandon Cruz was Eddie. Bill Bixby was the father.
All right.
Eddie is a boy who believes his father should get married. He finds that he needs to manipulate many situations surrounding the women in his father's life.
Is the 80s?
No. Television series debuted September 17th, 1969.
69. Ooh.
It lasted until 72.
It's 50 years old.
You know who wrote that?
No.
Harry Nielsen.
Harry Nielsen wrote the song?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to hear it.
Oh, okay. So, see, I heard it in the Robin Big. They used to play it in their intro.
Oh.
You remember the MTV show, Robin Big? Or was it on VH1? But anyways, that's the TV show I heard it.
Okay. He's going to pull it up for us here as people are now switching across the dial. Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you about my best friend.
You know everyone's, like, singing in their head, like, trying to, like, figure it out.
Here we go.
Oops. Ad first.
Uh-oh.
As we wait for the ad.
Yeah. Begins in 1 second. Here we go. You got the audio?
I thought I did.
No? Oh, well. Here we go.
Look, I got nothing else up, and it's still not working, so...
Back to this best friend pyramid. Mm-hmm. I wonder if people know where you stand on the best friend pyramid.
Well, I have somebody who I call my best friend. My best friend is Jeff, and his wife is Tamara. And we go on trips together and stuff like that. So, I mean, but... and I'm wondering if there's anybody else who would contest that?
You know, I feel like weddings make that pyramid very clear because, like, yeah. You got to, like, pick, like...
Oh, to, yeah.
Play with Sam.
Here we go.
There we go.
Best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loved me to the end. People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a one-boy cuddly toy. My up, my down, my pride and joy. People, let me tell you about him. He's so much
fun. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Nielsen, Harry Nielsen. How about that?
What a poppin' tune that was.
Yeah, boy. It was not as good as I remembered it.
Now, what I do have to find, because of the anniversary of today.
The anniversary
which
of...
Which is?
Oh, One Toke Over the Line.
Oh, that song. Like, which is?
One, the Brewer and Shipley song, and here's the Lawrence Welk version. They didn't know what it was about, so one of their... one of their singing teams, you know, they always had these...
Do you know what show I'm talking about, the Lawrence Welk show?
Not a clue.
Corny shows for grandmas and grandpas.
Thank you very much. Now, here's an attractive couple, Gail Farrell from Durand, Oklahoma, Dick Dale from Algona, Iowa. Excuse me. Let's listen to Gail and Dale and one of the newer songs.
They're singing about.
Mary, hoping that the train is on time.
Yeah, you know where Mary is.
Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke over the line. Who do you love? In a railway station, one
just
toke
jumping.
Over the
I got
line.
You.
Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on time.
Hoping that the train is on time.
Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke over the line.
Yeah. Well, they had no idea.
Don't you know that we're sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one took over the line.
Yeah,
don't you know that we're a sitting downtown in a railway station, one took over the line.
I think you're about two tokes over.
And there you heard A Modern Spiritual by Gail.
A Modern Spiritual.
Well, it could be.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll squeeze in a cheap and trashy. Everything's closed or moved, but we'll talk about it.
Everybody's concerned about their immune system. Whether it's a disease making the news or not, a good immune system is your first line of defense against anything. Infusion, cryo, and laser can help you with that with IV vitamin therapy. They not only have IV vitamin therapy designed to boost your immune system, they have one that can help you lose weight. There's a lot of ways that they can help you at infusion, including that extra dose of glutathione at the end that helps with mental clarity. Infusion is the home of cryotherapy here in the River Region for a quick fix to sore muscles or a boost in energy. Infusion now offers Juve light therapy. And I have been doing acupuncture, and it did wonders for my sciatic nerve. There are solutions available. Look them up at infusioncryoandlaser.com or call 296-1662. Ryan Turner, Lori, Allison, they can all help you or consult with you over the phone, then help you make an appointment. That's infusioncryoandlaser.com or call 296-1662 for infusion.
Well, as we head towards 7 o'clock, we are seeing more congestion now. East South Boulevard at Norman Bridge, also at the Troy Highway. We've got a little bit of congestion on the East Boulevard, Vaughn Road up to I-85, an accident. Northeast Boulevard, inbound just before Sunshine Village as you head towards Wears Ferry Road. We're seeing a little bit of a backup there. Also, some congestion at Jasmine Hill and Redland Road on the Wetumpka Highway. I-65, 85 looking good this morning and basically around the city overall. We are doing pretty well. Buckle up, drive carefully, and we will keep you updated all morning long. Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in Emergency Medical Technology, Precision Machining, and more. Call Trenton State, 334-420-4344 for Montgomery's Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you ever work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And, well, there are no shows. There's a big show. Broadway even shut down.
I know. Can you imagine that? And if you are a Broadway show, you can't have more than, what, 500 people?
Something like that. Well, is it 500, I think, is the gathering limit?
That was the suggested
limit. Yeah, number. No more than 500. Disneyland closing for just the fourth time in history.
Yeah, JFK's assassination, an earthquake. The Northport earthquake and 9/11 were the other times, right?
Yep, the last time was after September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And, the Northridge quake, Kennedy, and September 11th. Those are the three times previous, now the fourth time that it's been done as well.
Does it say World? How many times
Disney World? It does not list Disney World or how many times they have been closed.
They've been closed for hurricanes before.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah, they have. There's some new movies this weekend.
Price is Right shutting down production for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's really tough. It's hard. The Wendy Williams Show. Oh, no.
The great loss to society.
Oh, no. They're good. I see where Disney announced that they will never release Song of the South.
No, they won't.
Because of it's not appropriate in today's world.
Yep. It wasn't appropriate.
It was never appropriate. It was never appropriate.
Let's see. O.J. Simpson apparently did
a video.
He shared a video of himself wearing gloves, a mask, and spraying disinfectant on his money.
Right.
What a bad idea.
Yeah.
Like, what, you know?
Oh, man.
I mean.
Like, how did he get that idea in his head? It's like, this will be funny, guys.
he was like doing the Kevin Spacey. Kind of stuff.
You know, I'm surprised he would ever wear gloves again.
Man.
Yeah. I feel like gloves would be like PTSD,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. New movies this weekend. Of course, nobody will be going to the theater, but it's Bloodshot is coming out. It's rated PG-13. Vin Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
The Hunt is coming out. I Still Believe.
But, you know, if you want to have the theater to yourself, this is the weekend.
Right, exactly. Right.
Hey, if you want to have an airplane to yourself... it's the next couple of weeks.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. If I was like a little younger and a little less pregnant,
yeah,
I think I probably would be one of the ones like, let's see where we can go without the coronavirus, but like for cheap. I would.
Jacqueline was talking about some ridiculous prices, round trip prices yesterday.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I was, you know, younger and
it was like 70 bucks to fly to Fort Lauderdale.
72 bucks to Fort Lauderdale, round trip. Mayor Pete hosted Jimmy Kimmel Live last night. There was no studio audience.
I didn't see it, but they said that was really awkward. Yeah. I can imagine, like, Jimmy Kimmel being super awkward with nobody to laugh.
Coming up, we have the 10 best sci-fi TV shows of all time.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. That'll be fun.
Yeah, I would agree with number one on that list, and I'm sure you do, too.
Oh, sure.
Of course. Well, that's not number one. That's number two. But
that's right. Oh, Star Trek, of course.
Well, space, there you go.
The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Star Trek, the Starship Enterprise.
Yes.
It's a five-year mission.
Federation of Planets, bozo.
How is Lost in Space not on here? Okay, granted, I've only seen the remake, so...
Because it would be great to hear the robot during this crisis going, danger, danger.
Yeah, right? Danger. Exactly. All right, we're going to hit the top of the hour here. Got Fox News coming up, and we've got random facts on the way. Yeah. With a $10 gift certificate to Food Outlet if you get the pop quiz correct. So that is all coming up next hour.
Alabama is a great state for fun. And nobody knows that better than my buddy Terry Adams, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. And the team at Adams Motorsports open Tuesday through Saturday. Yeah, they take Monday off because the people that work